over here to the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy. Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day, and it'll be in the day when you pass over Jordan unto the land, and so forth and so on. Verse 9, of Moses and the priests and Levites spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, Israel. This day you are become the people of the Lord thy God. They always had been. But this day you're going to find out something about your covenant and your father Abraham. Moses charged the people the same day, these shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. These shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Now, let's look at these mountains. They're real mountains. There's Shechem in the middle. Mount Ebal. See how alkaline that is over there on this side? Now, over here, you see trees, and look, over there, there's no buildings or anything. Over here, there's buildings going up the side of that mountain. Of course, you can't see the rest of it. Now, think about this. There's a million people over here on this mountain, and there's a million people over here on this mountain, and they're shouting this back and forth. I'm telling you, it is shout and tell. And you don't forget this. It is emblazoned into your thinking and into your mind. Amen. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed is the man that makes any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of his hands of craftsmen, and putteth in a secret place. And all the members shall say, Amen. Whew. Don't you know that valley was ringing with the sound of it? Well, you can continue to read, and this is what was going on. Curse shall be here the first the judgment of the stranger and the fatherless and the widow, and the people to say, Amen. Curse be the blah, 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 blah. And it shall come to pass, if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, the God that observe and do all of his commandments, which I command thee this day. All these blessings will come on you and overtake you if you listen to God. But now, wait a minute. Let's come back over here. We're there. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. Now, the problem with a whole lot of preachers, particularly Pentecostal preachers, preach out of this. 21. The Lord shall make the pestilence. Now, wait a minute. It says they'll come on you and overtake you. The Lord is not picking you or me or anybody else and put some curse on us to teach us something.
Come on. That's right.
Not when Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. But the sad part of it is, you ask lots of Christian people. Just walk up and say, you a Christian believer? Oh, yeah. You love the Lord? Oh, yeah. What are we redeemed from? Sin, I guess. Don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Why? They're not heard it in church.
Yeah. That's right.
And not taking the time. You know, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge in Hosea. Read the book of Hosea.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not that verse.
Yeah.
You know why it was a matter? The priests weren't preaching the knowledge. It was the pastor's fault.
Yes.
And the prophet saw it. Yeah. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
That's right.
Well, they still are.
That's right.
And not know they're redeemed from the curse will destroy you. My God, I'm so sick. Oh, Jesus, could you just come down and put your hand on my fevered brow? I've never read the 10th chapter of Romans. Did you just go ahead and do it anyway?
That's so good.
I know. I did it. But I was a spiritual baby. I didn't know any better. But I didn't stay a baby very long.
Amen.
Nobody has an excuse. And not with the Bible.
Amen.
Anyway, here we are. We are redeemed from the curse. Now, you can read, and you need to, you read all of these, and you find out in the 61st verse, also every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon you. Until you be destroyed. I don't care what it is. There it is. Whatever it is, we are redeemed from it. Now you go through here and you find poverty. But now that we said it, let's go to the 30th chapter. This is the bottom line. Look at the 15th verse. See? I has set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, and that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord God shall bless thee in the land whether you go to possess it. But if your heart turn away and so forth and so on. Look at the 19th verse. Now here it is. And read, we've been redeemed from it. But here it is in the first covenant. Here it is. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore you choose. God made his choice. And he put it all out there. He didn't hold back any. He put everything in there. And anything that'll kill, steal, or destroy.
That's right.
Or if I said it wrong. Steal, kill, or destroy.
Amen. That's right.
He put it in a book. So he can read it. And then you go to the Apostle Paul and find out everything you need to know about it. Hallelujah. You may love, you choose it, that you may love the Lord thy God, thou mayest obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto his fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, who became Israel.
Yes.
Is that clear or what?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, praise God forevermore. That is the healing God. And he has provided healing in all of these years. So now, Exodus 23, verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place where I've prepared. Beware of him. Obey his voice. Provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I'll be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries, for my angel shall go before you.
Yeah.
Verse 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and your angel, not God. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Your angel will bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from the midst of you, and the length of, and there shall nothing cast their young or be barren in your land. The number of days I will fulfill. Now, wait a minute. This is so important. You shall not bow down to gods or to what? You shall serve the Lord your God. Your angel shall bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from your midst. None shall lose their young by miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. We have used that very verse concerning miscarriage. I won't go into the details of it, but in our family. He took sickness and disease in the midst of it. That hit my heart. Some years ago. And living out there on the lake, our driveway, we leave the house, and then there's the first gate. You go through that gate, and then you go out to the highway. And I'd been meditating that and reading that and reading that and meditating it, read it, meditating it, read it, meditating it, read, meditating it, meditating it. And it got down in me, and I stopped my car, and I got out of my car, and I said, He has taken sickness from the midst of me, and I'll never be sick another day in my life. I have divine health forevermore. Then I had my part to do about it. Those food laws were in there for a purpose. And you need to do what you need to do about it. Those are for a reason. Well, Brother Copeland, I like pork. Well, get you some turkey ham. Well, don't start that with me then. You got your Tums in your pocket? That's a thing of the past. It's a thing of the past. It wasn't always. And I would have these little white bumps around on me. It wasn't very long ago. I'd forgotten completely about that. And I got thinking, you know, there's none of those little white pimply bumps. They're just not there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Because my body's not having to get rid of
it. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It didn't come easy.
Yeah.
Well, if it's easy, everybody be doing it.
Yeah.
This is easy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Did you get anything out of this today? Oh, thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Oh, thank you, God. Stand with me, please. And we're going to shout the prayer of faith. So just raise your hands and repeat after me boldly. I have been made alive in Christ.
I have been made alive in Christ.
He was raised from the dead.
He was raised from the dead.
Do you remember what Philippians 3:10 says? Oh, to know Him and in the power of His resurrection. Say it.
I know Him
in the power of His resurrection. He was raised from the dead.
He was raised from the dead.
I was raised up with Him.
I am seated in heavenly places.
I have received His resurrection life.
I have received His resurrection life.
Resurrection life
is energizing my spirit,
my soul,
and my body.
Resurrection life
is working in my body right now.
I'm getting stronger every day.
My eyes are seeing clearly.
My ears are hearing better.
My mind is functioning stronger.
My bones,
my organs,
my nerves,
my ligaments,
my joints,
my heart,
my lungs,
my brain,
my blood
is being supercharged
with the resurrection life of God.
No disease can touch me.
No sickness can enter my body.
I'm crucified with Christ.
Nevertheless, I live.
Not I.
But
Christ
lives in me.
And the life which I now live
in the flesh,
I live by faith
of the Son of God,
who loved me
and gave himself for me.
The same Spirit
that defeated death,
defeated hell,
and the grave
is in me now.
The same Spirit
that raised up Jesus from the dead
is in me.
Resurrection life
is making alive
my mortal flesh.
Right now.
Today.
This morning.
The resurrection life of Jesus
is made manifest in my body.
Jesus is alive.
And so am I.
I am healed.
From the top of my head
to the soles of my feet.
My back is healed.
My legs are healed.
I can do things I couldn't do.
I can bend over and touch my toes.
My legs are healed.
My knees are healed.
My thighs are healed.
My hips are healed.
My stomach is healed.
My lungs are healed.
My heart is healed.
My liver is healed.
My eardrums are healed.
My sinuses are healed.
My sinus cavities are clear.
I will never have sinus again hereafter forever.
It has been taken from the midst of me.
I am healed.
I am well.
I now live in divine health.
I'm a well man.
I'm a well woman.
All is well with me.
I have no fear
because I walk in love.
And perfected love,
growing love,
has cast all fear out.
Therefore, I have no fear.
I walk in faith and not by sight.
I am a new creature.
God did not create
any unworthy new creatures.
I've been made the righteousness of God in Him.
I have Him.
I have His righteousness.
I have His grace.
I have His love.
For I read
in the Scripture
that the love of God
has been shed forth
in my heart by the Holy Ghost.
The Spirit of love
now lives within me.
I am a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
I live a life of faith.
I give glory to God
because I stagger not
at the promises of God.
Therefore, I'm healed and well.
I'm prosperous in all parts of my life.
Spirit,
soul,
body,
financially,
socially,
I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
The glory of God
has come down from on high
and dwells in my heart.
The glory himself,
the Spirit of glory,
and it was the glory of God,
the Scripture says,
that raised up Jesus out of hell.
Hallelujah.
I don't have hell in me.
I have heaven in me.
For the Scripture says,
I have been raised up.
And I've been seated with him
in heavenly places.
My Lord and Savior
sits at the Father's right hand.
And in heaven today,
I'm at the right hand of my Savior.
So I am heavenly minded.
I'm covenant minded.
I'm healing minded.
I'm health minded.
I'm forever minded.
Because I live forever,
I have already entered into eternal life
when he entered into me.
Amen.
I live eternal life now.
Not after my body dies.
I'm in it now.
Brother Copeland, this is Christine from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And all week, when she came in, she had a brace and she had a walker. And just last night, she had some EMIC people pray for her. And now she no longer has the walker. She doesn't need it anymore. The brace is gone, and she's feeling much better.
Where is the brace at?
I left it in the room.
So you came here believing?
I did.
No, show us
what you can do.
No pain. I couldn't go up the steps. I couldn't come down the steps. To come down the steps, I had to hold on to something and just back then. I couldn't walk down forward. It's been over a year.
Oh, sweetheart.
I couldn't even walk. I lost all feeling in this left leg, and they took me out of work for the past 8 months. And then I finally had surgery two and a half months ago. Lumbar surgery, but I was still in severe pain 24 hours a day on a lot of pain medication.
No pain today.
No pain today. Oh, Jesus. Let's see you walk. I want to see you walk.
Walk.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God wants you well. Go to Healing School with Gloria Copeland and find out how you can build your faith to get healed and stay well. With over 40 years of teaching on God's healing promises, Gloria Copeland takes you on a journey to discover what the Bible says about living a healthy life. It's God's will for you to be healed, whole, and blessed. As you listen to this powerful audio series, stand on the healing scriptures and see yourself healed and strong. God wants you to live an abundant life of health that blesses you and those around you. You can live in God's best. Immerse yourself in the Word and reinforce your faith to receive your healing and live in divine health. Jesus is your healer. He has already paid the price for your complete healing and restoration. All you need to do is believe and trust Him and release your faith. Settle in your heart that God's Word is true and healing belongs to you. Request your free copy of Healing School, an enlightening study in God's Word, taught by Gloria Copeland, designed to help you take hold of your promises for healing and divine health. Available on MP3 disc or digital download. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
KCBC is where I built a solid faith foundation before I started my career.
With our busy schedules, finding a college with a close community and shared values was so important to us.
And we found it here.
At KCBC, I renewed my identity in Christ. I got a second chance and found my purpose.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a community of family and faith here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Through practical and classroom education, get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry with faith, integrity, and excellence. Get hands-on ministry and outreach opportunities, discover new gifts and talents, and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God's word is his bond, and it is forever settled in heaven. As a born-again believer, we can do what the word says we can do, and we can have what the word says we can have. Even in the face of uncertainty and shortage, we have his promise. And when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto us. We seek God by spending time in his word, in prayer, and in praise and thanksgiving. Philippians 4:4-7 gives us the answer. Rejoice in the Lord always. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. If you need prayer, call our prayer line and let one of our licensed prayer ministers pray with you. They are trained in the Word of God to pray in faith over you and your situation. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Begin to praise God for your breakthrough. He inhabits your praises. In his presence, there's fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. KCM has prayer ministers in all of their offices around the world. To contact the office nearest you, go to kcm.org. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.